The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. If you've seen a student athlete, spoken to one, or maybe you're friends with one, how many times have you heard them say, "Sorry, I have practice," or "I wish I could, but I have a game"? Well, in this podcast, I, your GJ Sticks, will dive into the world of a student athlete's life through personal experience, shared stories, and a brand new perspective. Hello and welcome back to The Sprained Ankle. I am your DJ Sticks and welcome. On today's episode, I will be talking about student athletes and mental health and how that can affect a student athlete in many, many ways. Throughout the years of being a student athlete, you have to deal with so many physical challenges, but what's hidden underneath and behind the scenes are the mental challenges we also face. We almost suppress our emotions in the midst of all this, all of our athletic chaos and educational chaos, essentially. And the reason why we sometimes suppress it is we don't want to come across as weak or too emotional. Because if we show our weakness and we show our emotion, we are kind of at the bottom of the attraction list, almost. Our coaches don't want us to be seen as too emotional during games or can't take constructive criticism to the point where your coach is telling you did something wrong and you cry about it afterwards or something like that. But as an athlete, we are surrounded by noise. Noise from our teammates, noise from our coaches, noise from our parents. You have to deal with constructive criticism from coaches and parents. You have to deal with the pressures of being a student athlete at such a young age. You have to deal with pressures from being recruited, and that process starts around your sophomore year where you start to get questioned, do you want to play in college? Do you see a career? Or do you see yourself taking it to the next level? But underneath all that stress and anxiety, people don't realize the amount of mental exhaustion we are going through, that we are also put through. I'm talking about like the memorization of a routine or a play, a move, some kind of sequence, even just a movement or a rotation, an entire dance or number. And within that, maybe you have to learn multiple parts. Maybe you have to learn multiple plays, multiple routines, multiple moves, multiple sequences of something. But in some cases, in some people's minds, student athletes reverse the role. We are given this title at such a young age. We are student athletes. We go to school first and then we go to practice. But in some cases, those roles are reversed, where instead of it being the athlete comes before the student. Or student athletes get caught up in their sport that they forget about the student part. They forget to go to school. They procrastinate their homework because they don't want to be late to practice. Or they procrastinate studying for a test because they have a big game the next day or something. But what they don't realize are the consequences of falling behind in school and what they are. If you don't keep up on your schoolwork, you fall behind. And that reflects on your grades. And as a student athlete, we have a standard to uphold where, yes, you are an athlete and you might be the best one. If you don't have the grades to show for it, then you don't get to play. If you so much as have a D or an F in any kind of class, it doesn't matter what, you sit a game or there might be punishment in conditioning of some kind. You're being a student athlete not just for yourself but for your team. You're being an athlete for your team and you're being a student and getting an education for yourself. I think when it comes to mental health, student athletes don't pay attention to it, and then they end up in some kind of hole. I know from personal experience, I don't have the best mental health. I started doing Headspace in high school because of my coach, and he was taking away my confidence, and I was being stripped of my confidence, and I had a lot of self-doubt and was questioning why I was playing and if I had the talent to keep going. But what people don't realize is it may, in the eyes of our peers and our friends, being a student athlete seems so glorified and so bright and shiny and glossy, but it's really not. Yeah, we might get some more privilege than others. Say, I know for Dominican, student athletes get priority class registration. And that might seem, in the eyes of others, unfair, but honestly, it's pretty equal because we have practices and games in our schedules, and we have to plan around that. So, in the eyes of other peers, it may also seem that we get favoritism, which in some cases might be true, but the teachers or professors may know our names better than, say, another student who doesn't play a sport. But that's just because the culture around sports is, in a way, memorable. But I'm not trying to say that our peers who are non-athletes aren't memorable, but that's just kind of the culture around that. But I'm getting off topic here. Mental health during school is probably the worst it will ever be for a student athlete. It is having to deal with schoolwork, assignments on top of assignments, tests on top of tests, along with going to practices. And at that point, you're already mentally exhausted that you are not 100% during practices. You are not giving it your 100 because you just spent 6 hours sitting in a classroom listening to somebody talk. Or you just got out of a classroom where you sat and took a test for an hour and a half. Or you had to give a presentation and you're still dealing with that stress. You're dealing with stress over a grade or waiting for a grade, maybe. I know in my high school years, I was constantly dealing with stress over grades because I would have to spend hours after practices and late practices too studying for a test that I might have procrastinated. I would suppress all of these emotions during school, all my stress levels, all my doubt in my classes, and then it would take one practice, one bad practice, or my coach yelling at me for something I did wrong for me to break. It was a pattern. I would suppress all of these emotions because I didn't want to come across as weak. I didn't want to come across as too emotional. And because of this, I hurt my mental health, in a sense. I would come home sobbing to my mom and dad because I had a crap practice, because I was focusing too much on a grade that I had on a previous test or exam or presentation of some kind. And it was a monthly occurrence. I would go a whole month without really crying, and then one day out of the month, I would just let it all out and call it good, which is not healthy. I don't recommend that, but it was my routine. And each time my mom would tell me, she would always try to tell me to not suppress my emotions. And that's when I found Headspace. Headspace was a really good outlet to kind of calm myself down, to take a breather and to kind of just step back and look at myself from an outside perspective. But I think what student athletes need to really realize is being vulnerable is not weak. Being emotional is not weak. We are navigating life in a completely different way. We're navigating life in two different areas, and we are having to kind of interpret and translate these lessons from two different places, the classroom and your sport, in a sense, or where whatever you're doing. We're having to translate that into life in two different ways, and sometimes they can be contrary to one another. They can be contrary to one another, and it's really hard to navigate that because, one, we are at such a young age, and two, we don't know what the hell we're doing. We aren't given a guide to this. Maybe some people are because their parents played, but that doesn't mean that we'll understand what our parents are telling us or how our parents translated that. We have to translate it in our own way. Because being a student athlete and making sure our mental health is 100% is not an easy thing to do. Now, not everybody's mental health is going to be 100% all the time, but we can't forget about it, is what I'm trying to say. Not only can we not forget about our mental health, we need to find ways to deal with it, because if we do reach that low point where you're struggling to communicate your emotions because they're all bottled up, there are so many resources out there. And I found a few, like Headspace was a huge, huge help during my high school years, because there was so much noise around me that I didn't take the time to stop and breathe for a second. So I think if student athletes just find that one resource that really, really, truly helps them, their mental health won't plummet as much. And whether that resource be an app or a person, maybe it's a friend or your parent or a sibling, or maybe it's just going for drives, like something that gives you a second to breathe, gives you a second to just step back and take a second and really take care of yourself. But I think that's a good place to end. Thank you guys for listening, and I'm your DJ Sticks, and you are listening to The Sprained Ankle. I'll catch you guys on the next episode.